From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says U.S. military operations in Afghanistan are crucial to national security.
If left unchecked, the Taliban insurgency will mean an even larger safe haven from which Al-Qaeda would plot to kill more Americans. So this is not only a war worth fighting, this is fundamental to the defense of our people.
Mr. Obama made the comments at a convention of veterans of foreign wars in Phoenix. They come just days ahead of Afghanistan's presidential election on Thursday, an effort to fortify American support for the U.S. mission there. The president also tried to reassure vets his health care overhaul proposal will improve the delivery of their health benefits. The Federal Reserve is extending a program aimed at providing credit for commercial real estate loans as concern mounts about potential defaults. NPR's John Itzty has more.
Commercial property values have fallen more than a third since they peaked in 2007. Officials are worried there won't be adequate credit available to roll over the nearly $165 billion in commercial mortgages that come due this year. To help meet the need for new credits, the Fed is extending its TALF lending program. The acronym stands for Term Asset-Backed Securities Loan Facility. The Fed says that instead of ending on December 31st, the program will run through June 30th of next year. The Fed said it would consider a further extension if circumstances warrant. The Fed is also extending the TALF program for consumer and business loans through March 31st. The TALF has helped reduce interest rates in the auto, credit card, and commercial real estate markets. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
California firefighters say they're making progress on several blazes in the northern and central parts of the state. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler has details.
You know how California's gusty winds often make fires worse? Well, this time, says Cal Fire's Daniel Berlant, it's the other way around.
Across Northern California, our weather pattern has changed over the last few days. We still have warm temperatures, but fortunately, the winds have decreased. It's that dissipation in the wind that's really allowed our crews to make a good stand against all the different fires across the state.
Right now, the state is focusing on two of those fires. The first is in the coastal mountains about 90 miles south of San Francisco. It's burned more than 11 square miles in Santa Cruz County and is 65% contained. Most residents have been allowed to return to their homes. The other fire is in Yuba County, 70 miles north of Sacramento. That one still threatens hundreds of homes and is only 25% contained. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 186 points at 9,135. The Nasdaq lost 54 points to close at 1,930, and the S&P fell 25. This is NPR News. The nation's second-largest home improvement store chain says worries over the economy continue to hurt its bottom line. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Scott Graff reports.
North Carolina-based Lowe's says its second quarter earnings were off 19% compared to the same period a year ago. Income totaled $759 million, or 51 cents a share. Sales were down 4.5%. In a statement, the company's CEO says business lagged as consumers have continued to pull back on spending. Same-store sales, a measure of retail vitality, fell for the 12th straight quarter. Lowe's is reacting by cutting back on planned expansion in North America, although it still plans to open dozens of stores this year. The nation's largest home improvement chain, Atlanta-based Home Depot, reports its earnings tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
The state of New York has filed a civil lawsuit against discount broker Charles Schwab. The New York Attorney General's office says the firm misled investors about the safety of auction rate securities. Schwab has maintained it played a peripheral role in the sale of auction rate securities and had no way of knowing the market for them would collapse. The Justice Department has charged three computer hackers with stealing 130 million credit and debit card numbers in what they call the largest card data breach in U.S. history. The government says Albert Gonzalez of Miami, Florida, and two unnamed co-conspirators used a sophisticated technique to hack into the network supporting major financial and retail organizations, including Heartland Payment Systems, 7-Eleven, and Hannaford Brothers. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.